Hello and welcome to my first podcast for Shy Girl Meets Determination. Today we have a special guest and we'll be discussing tips on building a LinkedIn profile. My name is Isabella and today we have Miss Jennifer Wilkins.
I'm the internship coordinator in the Career Development Office.
How much experience have you had with LinkedIn over your time here at Fidelia?
I have been using LinkedIn since I was a student. I graduated in 2004 and 2006, so that's when I started using LinkedIn. 2011 in this position specifically. So that's when I started to really formalize my experience and start teaching others about LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. And then I've used it for groups. I've done presentations on it and then help people to build their personalized LinkedIn profile as well and take pictures.
Oh. What are some tips that you would suggest to students when they're first starting to build their LinkedIn profile?
Okay, so one of the first kind of non-tips is that when you set up your profile, it'll ask you to start making connections right away. Mm-hmm. And so while that's the purpose of LinkedIn, that's one thing I want you to back off of initially. Mm-hmm. Before you get started, I would recommend that you build your resume first.
Okay.
Figure out your skill sets, what's most important to you, but then more importantly, what's important to the employers.
Mm-hmm.
The sections you have created on your resume are typically very personalized. You know, they might emphasize, you know, related experience in your career field.
Mm-hmm.
LinkedIn does not allow for that personalization quite as easily. So I think knowing what's on your resume first is more helpful so that then you can figure out, based upon the sections that are on LinkedIn, you know, how those are going to be able to be best laid out and emphasize your most related skill sets first. Mm-hmm. From there, I would recommend that you develop your summary on your LinkedIn profile. I relate this to the idea of an elevator pitch. When you go to a job fair or an expo, such as ours, that's March 4th tomorrow, from 1 to 4, you want to know what you need to say to an employer to impress them, right? We can say obvious things like, I'm a junior, I'm a communications major, I'm an English major, but those are more obvious, they're more standard. What we want to know is what your experience is and how it might help that employer.
Mm-hmm.
From the employer's perspective, they need to know what skill sets you have and how that will help you in their position that they may be hiring you for. So that summary is very similar on your LinkedIn profile. And then my third tip would be developing personal and very purposeful connections, where you'll want to focus is on people that are in your career field, certainly professors, but thinking about those connections as relationships that you want to keep up with. That's not something you want to just make a connection with somebody after you meet them once, but to really be purposeful and thoughtful about the way that you establish the connections, writing a personalized message to them, keeping up with them. You know, you meet them at a job fair, you follow up, thank you for your time, it was great to meet you, you shared this piece of advice, I signed up for that class, and then maybe following up with them a couple months later. Keep that relationship as an ongoing opportunity. I think that's, so those are the most important things. Having your resume, build that summary, your elevator pitch, and then making those purposeful connections so you can take advantage of the relationship building that LinkedIn has to offer.
Thank you for joining us on our podcast episode, and bye for now.